news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, sitting at 73 right now. More from Dr. Bill on our forecast right after Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing & Recovery Traffic Center, back to work in the middle of the week now after the holiday. And it's been a good start so far this morning with accident-free conditions. It's traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway. Won't find any delays yet this morning. Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and so much more. Go online at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Lucy Greer. My family has served our community for over 100 years, and I'm thankful my husband, Spiro Charagatis, shares that same passion for service. Spiro is a devoted husband and wonderful father. I just admire the way he leads his life with conservative Christian values. Spiro is in a runoff for district court judge. He needs your vote on July 17th to help make Mobile County a safer place for all of our families.
Hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the committee to elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. That means Captain Bobby joins us coming up at 7:50 with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. It means I get to be back with my friends here on Mobile Mornings, and thanks to all of y'all.
Identify yourself this morning, sir.
Hi, I'm Sean Sullivan.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you.
And sure it's Kelly really Finley, you. Dalton Norwig, gang's all here. And yeah, we have a lot to do here as we've had a kind of a split-up week here with the Independence Day holiday on Wednesday night. How are the you see the reviews, the fireworks displays coming in this morning? Seen some video from Cooper Riverside Park and downtown. Did you go to that?
Watch
or you can see it from the house.
Yeah.
that's a
we're
nice
downtown
thing.
Dwellers.
That's
yep.
Right. So you saw that fireworks display.
Yeah. And we were able to spend time with the family during the daytime. So it was the best of both worlds.
Good deal, Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fireworks were great. I went to the Bay Bears game, but I got to see fireworks from about 4 p.m. yesterday until around 11:30 last night.
That's
it was just fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about. So the early. Now, let's see what will happen here. Because people went out and went to the fireworks places and loaded up. They didn't shoot them all last night.
Mm-mm.
They're saving some.
Yeah.
And you're
going to
hear
right.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the dogs will love that.
My wife last night, talking to the dogs,
yes.
Not to me. She talks to the dogs more than she does me. She says, "Don't worry, it's over after tonight." And I said, No, it's not.
It's
going
to
continue.
That's why she doesn't talk to you.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
You know, there's, I think people have their own fireworks displays. Of course, Dolphin Island had theirs. I had lined up some stuff, that picture on Twitter where I was going to shoot a few last night myself. Mm-hmm. You've got fireworks displays put on by municipalities and counties, and then you got, your neighbor down the street. Mm-hmm. And like you said, from 4:30 to 11 o'clock, the neighborhood right behind ours, has to be one of the highest densities per capita. People like to shoot off fireworks in their yard because it did. It started like, it's 3 p.m. I'm working outside.
I bet they give good candy at Halloween.
Oh, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or leftover fireworks.
Oh, then there's that.
The kids love that.
Yeah, the kids, they're their favorite.
On all their fingers when they come home.
That's right. So Independence Day holiday is through, but yeah, shortened week here. But we got all the news and lots of news and international news, national news, and local news to talk about. Speaking of which, here are headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Definitely missed you. So I have a little bit of all that you just mentioned. Let's start with local great news. As a senior alert issued last week has been canceled now that 70-year-old James Lee has been located. Mobile Police confirmed that he has been located. They were concerned about him because he suffers from schizophrenia and has congestive heart failure, which requires medication, which made the search even more urgent. He had last been seen wearing a blue and white jacket, light blue t-shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. Mobile Police then turned to the public for our assistance. And again, he went missing last Friday. He is safe this week. Police, though, have not yet released details on where James Lee was located. Let's take it to our nation's capital. As Attorney General Jeff Sessions back in the news, well, actually, it's his job that's in the news. It seems that the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Scott Pruitt, he thinks he can do the job even better and has even offered to run the Department of Justice. Only, though, if President Donald Trump decides to fire the Attorney General. Yeah, according to multiple news agencies, which includes CNN, the president has been considering this move since last April. Meantime, Pruitt remains in the news himself for his involvement in several investigations. While some say Sessions has remained on the wrong side of POTUS since he recused himself from the Russia investigation. So according to that story, Pruitt offered to take the gig and temporarily replace Sessions for 210 days. Not that he's counting or anything, under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, telling the president that he would then return to Oklahoma afterward to run for office. The Federal Vacancies Reform Act of 1998 lets the president temporarily fill a vacancy at a federal agency if the official dies, resigns, or is otherwise unable to perform the functions and duties of the office. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Come on down to Dolphin Island and have fun. There's so much to see and do. The Heritage and Art Museum, the Bird Sanctuary, Cadillac Square, East End Beach, the Public Beach, and West End Beach, the Dolphin Island Sea Lab, the Estuarium, Historic Fort Gaines, Island Golf, the Isle Dolphin Complex, and much more. Zootopia is Thursday night's free movie at the West End Beach. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dolphin Island, the Sunset Capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. We expect to learn more today about a multi-car crash last night in South Mobile County. It happened on Highway 90 in Grand Bay. A witness told News 5 a drunk driver crashed into several parked cars and a pedestrian was hit following the Grand Bay fireworks show. The accident happened in front of the Grand Bay Convalescence and Rehab Center. Grand Bay Fire Rescue crews, along with Bayou LaBattery Fire and Alabama law enforcement officers, worked that accident. A man who'd been reported missing last week has been killed in a motorcycle accident. The Florida Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Stephen Henry of Milton was killed when his motorcycle left the road and crashed. It happened around 1:30 yesterday morning on County Road 184 and Old Hickory Hammock Road in Santa Rosa County. Two people were killed and three others injured in Alabama Wednesday in a boating accident. Two boats collided head-on on the Black Warrior River in Moundville. Hale County officials say that autopsies have been ordered to determine if alcohol was involved. The Alabama Department of Law Enforcement is investigating. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state Senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interests that want to restrict gun rights and support Common Core. Now, they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for State Senate on July 17th.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 617 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your morning with us on Mobile Mornings. Now it's time for the sports report. The Mobile Bay Bears got an Independence Day win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 3-1 before the fireworks lit up the sky above Hank Aaron Stadium last night. Alex Klonowski earned the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched six scoreless innings before the Bay Bears went to the bullpen for his replacement. All three of Mobile's runs were scored in the second inning, with Jose Rojas driving in a run on a sacrifice fly and Michael Barish adding a two-run homer. The series against Jacksonville continues tonight. First pitch of the Hank set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, the New York Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 6-2 on Wednesday. Giancarlo Stanton hit a three-run homer for New York.
Swung on and drove it a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that is a Stantonian home run to deep right center. A three-run blast. Giancarlo. No si posto parlo.
The call from WFAN. Their play-by-play guy there, John Sterling, celebrating his 80th birthday yesterday. And he got a few home runs from the Yankees. Aaron Judge added another one. He had his 24th home run of the season. Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman left the game in the fourth inning after being hit by a pitch in his right upper arm during a third inning at bat. Team diagnosed Freeman with an upper arm contusion. The Braves still lead the NL East by 1.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. In other games around the league, the Boston Red Sox completed a sweep over the Washington Nationals with a 3-0 win. Philadelphia beat Baltimore 4-1. The Chicago Cubs won their sixth in a row using a sixth-inning rally to defeat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 in an extra inning. And the Los Angeles Dodgers held off Pittsburgh 6-4. You know, on the Sports Report, I talk often about Nick Saban, Tom Brady, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods. Let's talk about a real sports legend here for just a minute. At the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island, Joey Jaws Chestnut won his 11th hot dog eating title and broke his own record in the process. Jaws downed 74 francs in 10 minutes. To the disgust and awe of everyone on Coney Island and those watching from the safety of their own homes. Here's the wiener chomping champ Chestnut after his big win.
You know, I got into competitive eating because I love to eat and I love beating the heck out of people. But so I tried to just have fun and I was enjoying the food and beating the heck out of the guys next to me.
So he got into competitive eating because he loves to eat.
You know what? Yeah, do what your passion tells you. I mean, you got to stick with your passion.
You know, I interviewed him when he was here a couple years ago.
Yeah, what was that like?
He's a very unassuming person.
Unless you're a hot dog.
I just asked him, and he said, you know, they have to be very particular when they're practicing. Right. They practice with the Nathan's hot dogs as well.
Yeah, you can't use another one.
No, and how to...
Wait.
Because you know I asked.
They got to be very particular. He's
and they dunk it, and they dunk the buns in water so that it can just slide down. Yep. their throat.
It's all about speed. And I don't know why they do, I don't know how they do post-game interviews in those. I'd be like, oh, oh,
listen,
I can't talk.
I made the worst mistake. I took the kids to, because they did an eating contest at Wind Creek. Oh, my word. We were in the front row. I'm just going to leave it at that.
It's like a Gallagher show with stuff.
You have to wear the tarps like a Blue Man Group show.
Right. I almost get worst mom of the year for that one. I mean, ugh.
621 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports. Well, mostly sports on FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've had a perfect start to the day so far this morning. Coming across the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. And then through Mobile, we've got accident-free conditions. Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no problems on the way in this morning. Market in the Park is back this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square for locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org and like them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 77 now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
If you enjoyed last night's fireworks, once the clock hit 10 p.m., you probably notice fewer minors still out and about. There was a curfew in effect for minors under the age of 18 in the city of Mobile. Mobile Police Department, they gave notice that they planned a very strict enforcement effort during the July 4th celebrations. Many families were out at Cooper Riverside Park, Mardi Gras Park, Gulf Quest, and of course, Battleship Memorial Park. The department's notice said, quote, "We'll be strictly enforcing ordinances relating to underage drinking and alcohol consumption." It also cites an ordinance ordinance that prohibits minors under the age of 18 from being in the entertainment district from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., 10 a.m. to 5 a.m., unless accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Minors remaining after 10 p.m. will be detained at a designated location and will only be released to a parent or legal guardian. If you didn't know, the entertainment district does include Mardi Gras Park, the Mobile Civic Center, as well as the Dolphin, Conti, and Royal Street corridors, which of course have mostly downtown bars, clubs, and restaurants. To Pensacola we go, as a man claiming to be a detective with the Pensacola PD, well, he remains in jail this morning. 39-year-old Stephen Williams was arrested and charged with impersonating an officer after he contacted people in the area of the Pensacola Village. He's been arrested and charged with, guess what, impersonating a police officer.
You don't say.
According to the Real Police, he told police that he was a detective and he was investigating a missing persons case. He was arrested Monday night. He's right now being held in the Escambia County Jail under a $25,000 bond. Don't do that again. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 626, FM Talk 106.5. And here we go. Here's the lead in to the story. You ready? A couple in central Pennsylvania did a bunch of bath salts last Friday.
Oh, boy.
Remember the bath salt things where people get high on the bath salt? Like the guy was eating the guy's face down in Miami years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Okay. So these people thought, hey, you know, it's Friday night. Let's do some bath salts. And while they were, I guess, messed up on the bath salts, they convinced themselves they were about to be abducted by aliens. They saw tiny lights blinking in the sky and thought they were alien laser beams that were somehow tracking him. So the guy pulls out a gun, fires into the air.
Smart.
That'll get them. They then started banging on people's doors, asking them to call 911 because they were being followed, so someone did. Law enforcement showed up, and they were able to confirm the couple was not being followed by aliens. It turns out the lights they saw were actually lightning bugs or fireflies. It depends on how you... 30-year-old Jesse Shields and 20-year-old Catherine McCloskey are now facing drug charges.
No.
Police also tacked on burglary charges because they broke a guy's screen door while they were trying to flee the fireflies, lightning bugs. So there you go. Bath salts and light. I tell you what,
don't mix.
No, it was where we were staying. We're staying in Great Smoky Mountains National Park over the last few days, and a little late on the Super Firefly show, but the area of the park we're staying in, there's still a few left in there of the fireflies that are synchronized. They blink at the same time. It's really something amazing to behold. The peak of that is in May. You Google that and go see that show. It's something to behold for sure. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 21-year-old man from Fairhope is being held without bond in the Baldwin County Jail. Sean Jackson charged with rape and sodomy of a girl, burglary, and attempting to elude police. Fairhope police have not provided many details of that crime. Another Baldwin County man is charged with one count of sodomy and three counts of sexual abuse. 34-year-old Alan Kittrell of Silver Hill is being held in the Baldwin County Jail on a $30,000 bond. A woman from Mobile remains in Metro Jail this morning charged with domestic violence involving a stabbing. Latia Allen is accused of stabbing a man in the chest in a home on Raven Drive. It happened early yesterday morning. Police say the victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Time is running out for a lotto winner who bought a ticket in Pensacola 6 months ago. The Quick Pick ticket was sold at Six Brothers and is worth more than $68,000, but you only have until Tuesday to claim the top prize. It was sold for the January 11th drawing. Any Florida lottery retailer can validate the winning ticket. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
County California, the county fire has grown to 86,000 acres. Correspondent Jim Roop reports it is 27% contained.
Currently, nearly 3,000 firefighting personnel are on this blaze, and while it is the largest fire burning in the state, it's not the only one. Fires are burning in Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, and Colorado.
Well, President Trump may be winding down his research for a Supreme Court nominee.
The president's aides are hoping that he will make a decision by today or tomorrow. That's because they want to have the weekend to do some of the groundwork to prepare for what will be a primetime rollout on Monday.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea today. Pompeo will spend 2 days with dictator Kim Jong-un and his top aides, hoping to craft a plan to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. Freddie Mac will report the weekly mortgage rates this morning. Right now, futures are up on Wall Street. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Ike with Your Money Now. Bad news from Blackbox in a filing with the SEC. The technology solutions company is warning investors it may not have enough cash to fund operations through the end of the year and could be forced into bankruptcy or liquidation. Tesla's production dash didn't impress investors, and analysts are warning its share price plunge may not be over. About $5 billion was wiped off the electric car company's market value this week after a report that CEO Elon Musk ordered employees to suspend a critical safety check to save time. The heat wave thwarted high-speed stock trading Tuesday. NASDAQ says high humidity slowed radio transmissions among three New Jersey data centers where U.S. stocks trade, adding about 8 microseconds to the trip for info from NASDAQ's facility in Carteret to the New York Stock Exchange data center in Mahwah, and an extra 2 microseconds added to the trip for data to Cboe Global Markets Exchange in Secaucus. Major stock indexes finished Tuesday's shortened session with losses, but futures are pointed toward a higher opening this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
And here we are at post-Independence Day, and so in the throes of summer, what are we looking at for today?
Well, very much like it was before Independence Day. We've got another hot, humid day, although temperatures are not going to be record-breaking, but with a high humidity, it's going to be rather uncomfortable. I expect a high today around 90 degrees, but with the high humidity, it's going to feel more like 100 or 102 degrees. We've got a good chance for some thunderstorm activity, especially this afternoon, and then some of it will continue on into the evening hours. There is a weather disturbance over the northeastern Gulf, pretty close to the Florida Panhandle. It's moving to the west. And it will rapidly move to the west today, and by tonight it'll be all the way over around Louisiana. But that's going to help produce the thunderstorms this afternoon. Now tonight, a few evening thunderstorms. Low tonight will be in the low 70s, and then tomorrow, a good chance again for some showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. The high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, looking ahead to the weekend, actually a cold front will be moving into Alabama and Mississippi. It'll eventually get down into the southern counties on Sunday and then, as usual, stall out. It will, of course, help to produce more showers and thunderstorms here along the coast. For the folks up in the northern portion of Alabama, they actually will get some drier air late Saturday and also on Sunday. So for Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. And we'll continue with that weather pattern on Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Elsewhere in the tropics, are you watching anything?
Couple of things right now. We're looking at disturbance east of the Bahamas. If anything develops there, it's going to turn rather quickly to the northeast and head out into the open Atlantic. We don't expect much from that. Now, for the first time, we do have something brewing out in the Atlantic about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. Conditions there are favorable for some strengthening, so we could see a tropical depression form there in the next 24 hours. However, in the next 2 to 3 days, as it progresses to the west, it will get into areas that are unfavorable, and therefore it most likely will dissipate.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with her forecast. Remember, follow his forecast all hurricane season long. The man has a PhD in this stuff, and he calls them, he calls the shot, and then everybody else reports it, but you get it first right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, heads up, spectacular sunsets. We get those around here, and they show up at the original Oyster House as well. Your chance to win with a photograph of that sunset. Here's how it works. The folks over at the original Oyster House are putting together this chance for you to show the original Oyster House sunset, put that on Facebook, and win dinner for two up to a $50 value and other great prizes, including original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies. This goes through August 31st to enter. Got to be 18 years old or older. Visit either original Oyster House location during sunset. Take a photo of the sunset in or outside the restaurant. Post it on facebook.com/originaloysterhouse with the hashtag OOH Sunset. Winners of the OOH Sunset Contest will be selected by the Original Oyster House Restaurant's Facebook likes of the Sunset Post and or creativity of the Sunset Post can improve participants' chances of winning. Participants can campaign for likes by tagging after posting to the Original Oyster House Facebook page and sharing the post on their own Facebook pages by posting their hashtag OOH Sunset on the Original Oyster House Facebook page. You fully and unconditionally agree to be bound by the rules and decisions of the restaurants. In other words, they get to use your picture as well. But heck, you can win dinner for two by doing it. So take that picture at the Causeway or the Gulf Shores location and post it up. Facebook.com/Original Oyster House. 640, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far this morning. Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin, and 65 all running smooth. No delays across the Bayway, the Causeway in each direction from downtown Mobile all the way towards the Eastern Shore. So far, also a good ride northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with great deals right now on all their used golf carts from Yamaha. Electric or gas, call Car Doctor at 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints. This time, federal complaints about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought? A politician who's been found guilty of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe, as well as a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, and Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt Road for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
642 FM Talk 106.5. Remember all the details for the Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway on our Facebook page, on our website, other social media platforms as well. Check it out right there. 642, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning to you and Dalton and everyone listening. So while we have just celebrated America's 242nd birthday.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We didn't look over 240.
Yeah. For Independence Day, you may notice, though, flags are still flying right now at half staff, and you may wonder why. Governor Kay Ivey has ordered flags to be lowered to half staff to honor victims of the shooting at that newspaper in Maryland last week. Governor issued a statement saying that flags will be lowered through Sunset Tuesday to show respect for the five people who were killed at the Capitol Gazette last week. And that move came in response to a request from President Trump, who ordered U.S. flags on federal property to be lowered to honor the victims. According to the AP, the president's order was issued after Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley said President Trump had declined his request to lower the flags. The White House says Mr. Trump ordered the flags lowered as soon as he learned of the mayor's request. Good move indeed to remember those who were tragically gunned down. A violent attack in the Birdville community of course, we're talking about closer to home, as a man continues to recover after police say he was stabbed repeatedly over the holiday at a home on Raven Drive. A man has been hospitalized with serious injuries after being stabbed Wednesday morning. That's according to the police report from the Mobile Police Department. Mobile police officers responded to the home here in Mobile, and they found the victim in the kitchen of that home with a stab wound to the chest. He was alert but not talking. 22-year-old Latia Zarita Allen has been charged with first-degree domestic violence. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Kelly, and speaking of your time at shooting at media facilities, there a story that not a lot of details out there on it right now, but seemingly happened either overnight Tuesday or early yesterday morning. Shots fired at the facility at 555 Broadcast Drive that has WKRG, our news partners, in it, along with iHeartRadio stations in it. And if you've been there before, the front of the building, there were a couple shots there to the window that's there at the reception area where you walk into both properties and they split and go in the elevator in one and downstairs for the TV station. And then some shots in the windows above as well. Pretty much all the facts we have right now, but those shots fired, the building's unoccupied. Although, let me just add this, with today's non-independent radio stations, big companies, quite often you could say they're not occupied at most times, but nobody was hurt, and this is what's important.
And
it seems like people,
news.
Yeah, that's the good news. I don't think anybody was present at the TV station or the radio stations there, so that is absolutely the good news. Details at this point are scarce, but we're looking at those too as broadcast facility shot up from the front. There, we'll give you more details when they come out. 645 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing, so whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right, so we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over to the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay, we'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 21-year-old man from Fairhope is being held without bond in the Baldwin County Jail. Sean Jackson charged with rape and sodomy of a girl, burglary, and attempting to elude police. Fairhope police have not provided many details of that crime. Another Baldwin County man is charged with one count of sodomy and three counts of sexual abuse. 34-year-old Alan Kittrell of Silver Hill is being held in the Baldwin County Jail on a $30,000 bond. A woman from Mobile remains in Metro Jail this morning charged with domestic violence involving a stabbing. Latia Allen is accused of stabbing a man in the chest in a home on Raven Drive. It happened early yesterday morning. Police say the victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. Time is running out for a lotto winner who bought a ticket in Pensacola 6 months ago. The Quick Pick ticket was sold at Six Brothers and is worth more than $68,000, but you only have until Tuesday to claim the top prize. It was sold for the January 11th drawing. Any Florida lottery retailer can validate the winning ticket. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride in so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Westbound lane starting to pick up a little bit, heading over into Baldwin County, heading into the downtown area, but no wrecks into roadways for now. Again, from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Highway 90, it's a good ride there. Northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears got an Independence Day win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They won 3-1 before fireworks lit up the sky above Hank Aaron Stadium. Alex Klonowski earned the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched six scoreless innings before the Bay Bears went to the bullpen for his replacement. All three of Mobile's runs were scored in the second inning, with Jose Rojas driving in a run on a sacrifice fly. Side note, Jose Rojas, born in 1997. I was looking at the list of the Mobile Bay Bears players' names last night. Oldest one born in 1992.
Okay, so unbelievable. Welcome to my world. You're talking about feeling old. Add 20 years to that.
Some young guys, and they're really, really good. Michael Barish added a two-run homer for the Bay Bears last night, and the series continues tonight against Jacksonville. First pitch at the Hank is set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, the New York Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 6-2 on Wednesday. Giancarlo Stanton hit a three-run homer for New York.
What a deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, that is a Stantonian home run to deep right center. A three-run blast. Giancarlo. No se può scoparlo.
That call courtesy of the Yankees on WFAN. New York's Aaron Judge added to the score with his 24th home run of the season. Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman left the game in the fourth inning after he was hit by a pitch in his right upper arm during a third inning at bat. The team diagnosed Freeman with an upper arm contusion. Braves still lead the NL East by 1.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. In other games around the league, the Boston Red Sox completed a sweep over the Washington Nationals with a 3-0 win. Philadelphia beat Baltimore 4-1. The Chicago Cubs won their sixth in a row, using a sixth-inning rally to defeat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 5-4 in an extra inning, and the Los Angeles Dodgers held off Pittsburgh 6-4. On the sports report, I often talk about some big stars like Nick Saban, Tom Brady, and LeBron James, but I want to talk about a real sports legend for just a minute. At the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island yesterday, Joey Jaws Chestnut won his 11th hot dog eating title and even broke his own record in the process. Jaws downed 74 francs in 10 minutes to the disgust and awe of everyone on Coney Island and watching at home on their TV. Here's the wiener chopping champ, Chestnut, after his big win.
You know, I got into competitive eating because I love to eat and I love beating the heck out of people. But So I tried to just have fun, and I was enjoying the food and beating the heck out of the guys next to me.
Chestnut beat the runner-up, Carmen Sincotti, by 10 whole dogs. That's
wow.
Double digits there. In the women's competition, Miki Sudo defended her title by eating 37 hot dogs. Sudo's won the competition 5 years running now.
Is that the Black Widow?
I don't think so.
That is, Black Widow, what is her name? Okay, I would have lost that in the trivia.
We're having a senior moment.
Yes.
I can't remember. No, but Miki Sudo, she's now the most dominant women's hot dog eating champ ever. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer easily advanced into the third round with a win over Lucas Lacco in straight sets. On the women's side, world number two Caroline Wozniacki was eliminated in the second round by Ekaterina Makarova. Wozniacki has never advanced past the fourth round at Wimbledon. Serena Williams is headed to the third round after easily defeating Victoria Tomova in straight sets. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Sonia Thomas.
That's her name?
Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow. So there you go.
She needs to return.
What do you do when you retire from...
small meals.
Right. Well...
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
By the way, to stay in shape, the Black Widow, Sonia Thomas, has one meal a day with lots of green vegetables and fresh fruit and always avoids junk food. She exercises by walking on an inclined treadmill for 2 hours, five times a week. She also regularly visits all-you-can-eat buffets at restaurants. The night before a contest, she fasts all night to put an edge on her appetite. So there you go.
When her little self walks into an all-you-can-eat buffet, you know they just must shake their head like, we're about to lose out big.
That's right. She rolls up and they said, all right, look, it's closing time. Oh, look, the lights, they're not working. Fire code violation. Go! You go.
Now.
All right, 6:55, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty. Thank you. And I can eat as well, but I'm not setting any records. News out of Baldwin County this morning as two people are behind bars for manufacturing and trafficking methamphetamine. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, they do confirm the arrest of Richard Harkins and Mary Giovanellio. That's going to be her name this morning. After authorities say that they secured and neutralized a methamphetamine lab very close to Bon Secours, both will face charges of manufacturing a controlled substance, trafficking in methamphetamine, and possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Mary will also face a charge of obstructing justice for allegedly using a false identity to purchase ingredients to aid with that methamphetamine lab. Baldwin County Drug Task Force and the Baldwin County Criminal Investigations Division both work this case. You know, whether you are for or against this new stadium coming to town, many people sounding off on air and on social media. I hopped online and on Facebook. Councilman Richardson had quite a statement for someone who had a question as to, you know, what his thoughts were. At 11:30 p.m., he said, quote, many have contacted me out of concern over the possibility of Ladd Stadium being demolished. All expressed their view, which is not to destroy Ladd Stadium. Be it therefore known that I will not be voting to demolish Ladd Stadium. I support Councilman Manzi in his effort to repurpose the stadium so it can be available to citizens on a daily basis. I also support Councilman Manzi's effort to develop. I also support Councilman Manzi's effort to develop a plan so we can all know what the future holds for Ladd. I don't foresee, nor will I vote in favor of Ladd Stadium being knocked down. Pass that on. The next hour, we'll tell you more about the background as to how we got to this situation when it comes to a stadium going on the campus of USA. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
It is amazing now. All the complaint about what a dump Ladd was for all those years, now people are seemingly venerating it.
Yeah, this is the first time I was hearing this, so I thought I want to bring it to our listeners.